Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
The late, great godfather of soul, ladies and gentlemen, James, bringing us back there. We're going to always have some James on this show. I mean, we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. We're going to have Mr. Brown helping us get down and get funky. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. I'm having more fun than the law allows, folks. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And we're celebrating Black History Month here this hour. And we're doing it with our good friend Claire Villarosa. She's still here, folks. Do not unbuckle your seatbelts. And Donald Hunter. Guys, thank you for, ladies and gent, thanks for being here. Claire, you had a question for Don when we went to the break. We were talking, folks. I asked them about what was on their minds. And the common denominator, what both of them said without any rehearsal, without knowing what the other one was saying, was that they're helping people throw off any kind of a notion of victimhood because somebody licked the red off their candy. The world didn't hand them something beautiful. Take responsibility for that and turn it around into an opportunity. That's what essentially what both of them said. Now, Claire, you have a question for Don.
Yes. You used the word transition. I glommed onto that one because I had made 5 significant transitions in my life. And what I want to say is how to help you manage those transitions. How do you begin to ask yourself, why am I here? How did I get here? And how am I going to manage this so when I come out of this, I'm going to be soaring higher than I ever thought.
I love that. That's beautiful. That's and, you know, folks, when you hear some people say that, it's platitudes. When Claire says it, that's her business model. She makes that happen. Don, what do you think?
Well, it's a statement rather than a question. So what's the question part of this, Claire?
The question is your own transition and how do you want to infuse what you've learned in making transitions when you can, and how do you use that to help others to move through their transitions?
Yeah, I certainly have stories of transitions. I worked 11 years before getting my first degree. And so I transitioned from working and not having money and going back to school. And, you know, I did that transition, got a computer science degree, and then I transitioned right into MBA school because I didn't want to get the taste of going back making money, and I would have never done the MBA probably. And so I stayed where I was in terms of not making money, got the MBA, and then started working again. So those were 2 transitions. I've made several transitions since then, so I certainly have.
Hey, folks, I like the term. I don't mean to parse anything here, Claire. I like the term reinvention, because transition sounds almost a little passive. I like reinvention. What do you think about that word?
Okay, if you change the language, it's fine because it doesn't necessarily change the question. What kinds of questions do you need to ask yourself when you're in making an attempt to reinvent? What do you need to say?
What do you hold yourself accountable for, right, Don?
Yeah, and I think it's discovery as well, because I think in the folks that I'm targeting, the technical folks who become people managers, I think it's discovering that it's already in you. The talent is, but they don't know how to apply what's already in them.
Do you think that's a challenge for Black America? Some Black Americans, they don't realize that they have inside of them a force that can allow them to reinvent themselves and to make these transitions. Don, do you think that's something that's what do you think quickly?
Absolutely. I think you nailed it. Yeah. And I think that's true for all people.
Yeah. That, what do you think, Claire?
Yeah, I think it's true. And what you, the question you ask is, why, what's motivating? Why am I doing this? And what's the skill set that I can elucidate, I enlist, that are going to help me to move through this transition?
Mm-hmm.
Take control.
And what are my values?
Name it and claim it. But
like
you've got to name it and
yep.
then claim
what
it.
What would be the name? What would it be an example of a name, Claire? And then I'll get Don to answer that, too.
Okay.
How about what would it be like, I don't have the education I need. I'm naming the fact that I don't have the education I need. So my first step is to do what Don said. I got to get a better education.
Okay. I may not have the education I need, but what do I already have
yeah.
that's going to help me move?
I got you. All right, okay. Don, what do you think?
I would say that's true. And what you already have are your values. You have
yeah.
your behaviors, how you get things done, and understand how you get things done, whether it's what's required to get things done.
So you're saying not don't let other people judge you by their standards. Judge yourself by your own standards. Be true to yourself.
By your own values, what motivates
yeah.
you,
understand yeah.
why you do what you do.
I like that.
I gotta take
a quick break. Don, I need your website, please.
It's DonaldHunterFinancial.com.
DonaldHunterFinancial.com. Claire, I need your website.
ClaraVillarosa.com.
Pretty easy, folks. This is so much fun. We got to do this more often. Quick break, 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.